Hello and welcome to Everyday with Jesus from Waverley Abbey. It's Monday, October the 25th, and our subject today is Live Your Life. Our scripture today is Proverbs 30, verses 7 to 9. And in verses 7 to 8, the Bible says, "Two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread." Look around any church and you will observe great diversity. Whilst everyone seeks God, the range of experience is varied. From the financial wealth of individuals to their encounter with illness, from grief to joy, church offers a snapshot of individual life experience everywhere. It's one reason Paul reminds the church to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep, as he writes in Romans 12, verse 15. The challenge with diversity is that it can provoke comparison. Yet we're invited to build our confidence in following Jesus, not in comparing ourselves to others. Yes, as the body of Christ, we make common cause with other disciples and we invest our gifts for the benefit of the community. Such gifts include both skills and experience. The church community holds within it a deep wisdom born of life, wisdom that is a source of encouragement when appropriately shared throughout the community. Within the community, we remain individuals learning to respond to God as He requires. Scripture does not present God's followers as a homogeneous bunch. Each is invited to live their own story under God's direction. Hence, the way God instructs one person to live their Christian witness is unique to that relationship. Indeed, the learning we gain as individuals is what enriches the whole and ensures the church is accessible to everyone, whatever their background and experience. Now, in considering today's reading, why not redirect your interest and attention away from comparing yourself to others, and instead simply ask God how He would like you to live your life serving Him. Let's pray together. Lord, may I find my greatest fulfillment in knowing that I am living the life you have called me to. Amen. Take a look at 1 Corinthians 7, verse 17. And indeed, other scriptures you might like to consider today would be Exodus chapter 35, verses 30 to 36, Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 11, John chapter 21, verses 15 to 23, and Romans 12. Thank you for joining me for Every Day with Jesus, and do so again tomorrow. But for now, from me, it's goodbye and God bless.